Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes, you must be near Uganda.
Praise Jesus much, brethren. How are you in our Lord Jesus Christ? I'm going to request the greet of your brethren. Move on, wish them treasure of light of knowledge. Which pass through the word of God. Which provideth us all. Tell them when you get riches of light of knowledge. Which pass through the word of God. You can be given all other things. For man does not live by food alone, but by every mouth from the word of mouth of the living God. That's why heavens and earth have lived, even their fullness. For when he spoke, gold spurted from the soil.
Aha.
Sure.
Yes, we
praise Jesus, man.
So
when he says he sees gold, still you can see it. Because God has spoken.
Yes,
praise Jesus, man. And by name and voice, Apostle Ronald Hope Witness, together with Pastor Samuel Newman, and a Bible reader, Teacher Jacob. We love you all. In the name of our Lord Jesus, Son of the living God. We base in this ministry of the full knowledge of God and to move out on new light, light of knowledge, which pass through the word of God, which brings all revelation, reaching all the goodness of God. The eternal life.
Yes,
praise Jesus
much.
So we thank the Lord. Again, he's gathered us. That is the Father. Together with his word. Whom we know as the Son Jesus. And his Holy Spirit. And he works together with armies of angels. Those who instruct us always.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. As they fight for us.
And
they are always on our side to prove we're more than conquerors in the name of our Lord Jesus.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. We want to move on with restoring those who worship God in spirit and truth all over the world. This is the 13th part. You check well in your book.
Yes, we have
praise Jesus much. We are right on that 13th part. 13th part. Of restoring those who worship God in spirit and truth all over the world. It's the second part in the worldwide call. Because we have the first part in the worldwide call where God has called all nations to work with him in his final work on this planet Earth.
In
that work on the final work on the planet Earth, it's the revival and the restoration of all things as God spoke them in his prophets who were there from the beginning. Those of the heavens and of the earth, they be known the way they were, the way they should be, and the way they will be forever. And this revival
and
restoration of all things, we are going to work as we restore the gospel of salvation, the everlasting gospel of salvation. It's the gospel of the kingdom of God and the righteousness in the kingdom of heaven. As we reveal our secrets of the kingdom of heaven, now that part of first part of the worldwide call, we pass through it the other time. So in this time, we still move on with the second part of the worldwide call. Part of restoring those who worship God in the spirit and truth all over the world. Just as we promised in Zechariah chapter 3, verses 9 and 10, it has to come from beyond rivers of Ethiopia at the source of the Nile in Uganda.
mu East Africa,
in the East Africa,
okuza obujja abasinza Katonda mwoyo n'embasima,
to restore those who worship God in spirit and truth,
bw'okwasaganya ne Isaiah esuula eri 24,
as you connect with Isaiah
24,
14 to 16.
So bingi byetuze tulaba,
so we've come see many things,
eranga mu kiseera kino
eno, and in this time on,
tukyagenda maaso n'okulaba,
we still move on to see,
omwoyo omutuku mu bujjuvu bwe,
the Holy Spirit in his fullness,
n'ebyawandiikwa ebyamazima,
in the scriptures of truth,
Yesu yebazibwe nnyo,
praise Jesus much,
eranga so far twakomekkereza okulaba,
and so far we finished seeing,
engeri ebyawandiikwa byonna,
the way all the scriptures,
ebyayisibwa mwoyo w'amagezi,
we are passed through spirit of wisdom,
mwoyo w'amagezi ga Katonda,
spirit of wisdom of God,
ebibeera nga ge magezi gokka agatuukiridde,
appeared be at the only pure wisdom,
Yesu yebazibwe nnyo,
praise Jesus much,
era bwe twamazaawo,
and when we finished there,
tulaba engeri ebyawandiikwa byonna gye bayisibwa wansi w'omwoyo w'okutegeera kwa Katonda,
how all scriptures we are passed through spirit of understanding of God,
bibeere n'okutegeera okutuukiridde,
and they have the pure understanding,
era netwolekera okulaba engeri ebyandikwa byonna gye bayisibwa wansi w'omwoyo w'okuteesa kwa
Katonda,
omwoyo w'ebiro n'ebiseera,
omwoyo
w'obunnabbi,
omwoyo
alaga ebyaliwo, ebiriwo, n'ebigenda
okujja,
era nga singa tuba bakutendereza n'okusinza Katonda mu mwoyo
n'emmazima,
tuba tulina okukulemberwa mu mwoyo omutukuvu ono mu bujjuvu bwe,
Holy Spirit in his fullness, the seven spirits of God, and he is the spirit of truth, the spirit of the scriptures of truth,
he
is one who gathered them from God the Father,
ne Katonda kigambo,
even God the Word,
tumanyi ng'omwana Yesu Kristo,
whom we know as the Son Jesus Christ.
Kale singa tuba tukulemberwamu ye,
now if we are led by him,
era nga tuli mu mazima g'ebyawandiikibwa bino,
in the truth of these scriptures,
tusobola okutendereza,
we can praise,
ne tusinza Katonda,
and we worship God,
ne tuyimba ne Katonda,
and we sing with God,
mu mwoyo ne mazima,
in spirit and in truth,
era ne tukkirizibwa mu ggulu,
and we are accepted in heaven,
nga tumaze okutabagana naye ku nsi,
after we have reconciled with him on earth.
So olwaleero,
so this day,
twagala kulaba engeri ebyawandiikibwa,
we want to see the way scriptures,
the
scriptures of truth,
we are
passed through spirit of the might of God, and they go to be filled with power to be perfected,
it
none of it says that it will fail to come to pass, because it has power enough to come to pass in its seasons, as the spirit of counsel measured it. Now these scriptures, because they are still passed through spirit of power,
singa omuntu aba kulembedwa moyo wa manyi,
if a person is led by the spirit of power in the praise,
nemukusinza,
even in worship,
nemukuyimba amune Katonda,
even to sing together with God,
nyimba za band wa gospel,
in the songs of band gospel,
band kutugamba anti wa musi,
the band we call that of the world,
za marobozi za gospel,
those of the hymns, songs of the gospel,
za marobozi tugamba anti za musi,
the hymns of the world,
nezo
ezebiyi, even those of the melody,
obanga zeno mu nyumba ya Katonda mu kanisa,
they are those of the house of God in the church, whether they are outside,
singa ziyimbibwa nga ziri wansi zikulembedwa mu mwoyo w'amaanyi,
they are sung led by the spirit of power,
mu mazima g'ekigambo kya Katonda agali mu maanyi,
in the truth of the word of God that in might,
ebyawandiikwa ebitukufu,
the scriptures of truth,
bibeera bigenda ku
they are going to give life unto the hearers, even goodness, even to be set free, even to be renewed, and to say, all the scriptures,
when
we are under spirit of might, it's to say that when God tells you that as the rain falls from heaven and it rains on the earth, and there is blossoming,
Yes,
praise Jesus
Christ.
And he said, even his word is sent it like that, it will not turn back to him except it's accomplished, fulfilled that he sent it for. It means the word of God was given power enough, passed under spirit of power,
it
was clothed with authority,
it
attached on authority enough, when
it
was preached in its rightfulness, it totally changes the world. It changes nations.
Yes,
praise
Amen.
Jesus much.
So
as
we
say in Isaiah 55, he tells us these words. Isaiah chapter 55 from verse 8.
Kubanga ebirowoozo byange si birowoozo byammwe. So n'amakubo gange si makubo gammwe. bwayogera mukama
for my thoughts are not your thoughts neither are your ways my ways saith the lord verses 9
kubegulunga bwelisinga enso bugulumivu amakubo gange bwegatyo bwegasinga amakubo gamwe nebirowozo byange ebirowozo byamwe
for as the heavens are higher than the earth so are my ways higher than your ways and my thoughts than your thoughts
orinyole 10
verse 10
kubenkubanga bwekano muzira okuva muggulu nebitaddayo nene bifikirira ettaka nebirimeza nti nebiribaza nebiwo omusizi ensigo n'omulimi ebyokulya
for as the rain cometh down and the snow from heaven and returns not there but waters the earth and makes it bring forth and buds that it may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater
orinyole 10 n'olumu
verse 11
bwekityo bwekinabanga ekigambo kyange kiva mu kamwa kange tekiridda gyendi nga kyereere naye kirikola ekyo kyenjagala era kiriraba omukisa mwekyo nakitumira
so shall my word be that goes forth out of my mouth it shall not return unto me void but it shall accomplish that which I please and it shall prosper in the things for which I sent it yes
ebirowoozo bya Katonda
the thoughts of God
byebyawandikibwa ebitukufu
they are the holy scriptures
byebikola ekigambo kya Katonda
they are what make up the word of God
biri wara nnyo ku byaffe
they are very far from ours
ngabura biguru eri we
diri wara as you see that heaven's far
manye guru ebyebire byolengera
the clouds see up in the sky
ebyo biri wano munsi
those are within here the planet
naye bwo biyisa no fuluma mu munsi
if you pass it and go out of planet earth
yasinga nese ndalazo ino kuyisa
meet other planets you have to bypass
ugendo yise munyenye zolengera enti niye wara
you go bypass the stars those you see far up small
then you okoyere guru
then you head on to heaven
kati bibirozo bya Katonda bituli wala tetuliranne ganye na Katonda
now those are the thoughts of God they are very far from us we are not near at all
ebyawandikwe bitukufu
they are the scriptures of truth
ebyandikwe byamazima
the holy scriptures
ebikola ekigambo kya Katonda
which make up the word of God
era na makuba agabireta
even the ways which brought them
gegali walukuga kuva kugafe
they are very far from ours
yemyo musanvu
they are the seven spirits
era masuga Katonda omusanvu
and the seven eyes of God
agakoro obujuvo moyo mutukufu
which make up fullness of the Holy Spirit
kati awasizi na gamba
it's where he bases his tells you
tingen kuba bweva mu bwe mukuru eri
as the rain falls from heaven
neto nyakusi
and it rains on the earth
nefukirire nsi
and it waters the earth
ensi nemera
and the earth brings forth
erensi nejamu ebibala
and it buds blossoms
newa omuli
and it gives the sower bread
bwechiro bwechirie chigambo che
so is his words
bwechiri dajali
it will not return to him
okutuushanga kimazo okutuukiriza
until it is accomplished
echo chiya chitumira okukora
it sent it to do
era nagamba chino okuchituukiriza
it has to fulfill it
Yes, you have
to praise Jesus
Christ.
Now, I want you to think
Katonda yayogera ebyandikwe ebyamazima.
God who spoke the scriptures of truth.
Yechitafe.
That is the Father.
Nechigambo che mukama wafe Yesu
Christ. And his word of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Nayenga bafu bolaba.
But they tried to see
ngebyandikwa byonna bisibwa mu moyo wa manyi.
All scriptures are passed through the spirit of might.
Ulemo okubula ko nechimu
tatatukirira. Of them will fail to come to pass.
Era ne bamalirisha.
And they finished.
Ngabatadewe 10,000 zaba malaika.
When they have put their thousands of angels.
Just kulabira chigambe
just to watch over that word.
Yes, you have to win.
Praise Jesus.
Chuche nyini ngacho china amanyo okubeerawo.
Itself as it has power to exist.
Yes, ngalwa chini mwagalo kusanya u Bible yebalemerera.
Why though you want to destroy the Bible will fail on that.
Yo mumpapura
it in papers.
Eyinzo okubenna.
It can be weak.
Naye bulirwe yingira mu bantu nga
every time it enters in people like us.
Ebyawandikwe wengeri yobiyingira mufi.
Those scriptures at the time they enter in us.
Bibange byakazalibwa.
They are as if they have just been born new.
Chovula bakatonda afubulaba
That's why God tries to
ngabulichera chijabujja
And every time it renews it
Eraga mande chigambo cha Katonda
It is in the word of God
Ulichera chibira chijja
Every time it is renewed
Chikola chiti okudobuja
Is it done that it gets renewed
Chiva mubuwandi ikebuno
Gets from the paper written
Chiyingira muntu nganze nawe
It is in a person like me and you
Bwechiyingira
When it enters
Chifufutukayo na amanyi mayiti
Comes out with much power
Yes, you have to
praise Jesus Christ.
Kubanga nchenye china manyi chinonya bunonya.
Itself it has power.
Engeri je chiva ku mpapula zino.
Just six the way it gets off this paper.
Chiturembula mubola bobo yinza.
In your life and you see authority.
Ichigambo cha Katonda.
The word of God.
Ojirabye. Eh? Chibera chi?
It is new. Every time it is new. Give us that scripture.
Kubikulirwa?
Lamentations. 3:20
Okay. Bagambi kukungu bagasatu.
Lamentations chapter 3.
Urabili mwebili.
Verse 22.
Mm-hmm.
Okukungu baga esuli yokusatu nolu nyiriri urabili mwebili.
Lamentations chapter 3 verse 22.
Kwe kusasira kwa mukama fobuta maluawo. Kubanga ekisaache techigwawo. Chiba chijja bulincha. Obwesigwa bubunji.
It is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed, because his compassion fails not. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness.
Njagala chigambo, njagala chigambo. Sagala chise chisatu chirike.
We want the word. Grace is the Holy Spirit himself.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. But what I tell you is like this. That God to go tell you that my word will not return to me
until
it's accomplished that I sent it for. And it will overcome. It will prosper.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. There is no way you're going to hinder it. That's why he spoke of it words. He spoke of it another proof. In Deuteronomy chapter
8,
verses 3, as he says this.
Deuteronomy
chapter 8, verse 3.
Nakutowaza nakulumya enjala nakulisa emmaanu gye wali tomanyi so ne bajjajjaabo tebagimanyanga akutegeeze ng'omuntu taba mulamu na mmere yokka naye olwabuli ekiva mu kamwa ka Katonda omuntu kyava aba omulamu.
And he humbled you and allowed you to hunger and fed you with manna which you knew not, neither did your fathers know, that he might make you know that man does not live by bread only, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of the Lord, that man live.
Omuntu abeerawo.
Man lives.
Shirwa mere yokka
ngomujiraba. Not by food alone as you see it.
Naye abeerawo na buli kigambo ekiva mu kamwa ka Katonda.
But lives by every word come from the mouth of God.
Kubanga mu kigambo.
Because in the word,
Katonda atonde gune.
God created heavens and earth.
N'obujuvu bwabo.
Even their fullness.
Ngayogera bwogezi.
And he just speaks.
Nechikolebwa.
And it is done.
Chitegeze chigambo cha Katonda.
It is the word of God.
Chino buyinzo bwenja wu.
It has special authority.
Chisibwa moyo wa amanyi.
Pass through spirit of might.
Nichiwebwa amanyi okutuki.
Given the power to be fulfilled.
Era singa.
And if
abayimbi,
musicians,
abatendereza,
those who praise
Katonda omulamu,
the living God,
abasinza Katonda omulamu,
those who worship the living God,
abayimbe nyimba nga bagamba za bwa Katonda,
those who sing songs they say they are of God,
chetuita gospel
what
music,
we call gospel music,
singa bazimba nga ziri mumanya agali mu kigambo,
if they sang them and they are in the power in the words,
kubanga kuita moyo wa amanyi yawe bwa amanyi,
through spirit of might they were given that power,
okusumura munsi kwandi badde kwangu,
being set free in the world would have been easy. Yes.
Yes, one in buyimba nilisumulu
omulala. Just would have sung a song and it sets another free.
Nilulokolo omulala.
And it saves another.
Nilumujja muchibi.
And it takes him from sin.
Kubanga chiwebo obuyinza.
Because it's given authority.
Era tugambibwa.
And we are told.
Tukugamba. Tetubeerawo na mmere nga tetulabeemera.
Do not live by this physical food.
Kubanga nayo singa teyalagira nti emmere.
Because it too, if it never commanded that it grows, then it would not have grown. Don't you know that? That it too wouldn't have grown.
Singa mukama tayagamba.
If God never said.
Kati ekyageza ko tukakasa.
Now what he tries to prove to us.
Nungutulaga.
And to show us.
Tuwali wa amanya agenja uragari mchigambo
cha Katonda. There is a special power that in the word of God.
Mubakolise chisoke sule yokuna.
In the first Corinthians chapter 4.
Unyola makumi abiri.
Verses 20.
Obakabaka bwakatonda nga buddukanyizibwa.
The kingdom of God has been governed.
Era nga buta.
As it moves to be manifest.
Not
only in words like of usual people.
It's
in the word of God. That filled authority.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Let's read 1 Corinthians chapter
4.
Verses 20.
1
Corinthians chapter 4 verse 20.
Kubanga obwakabaka bwa Katonda tebuli mu bigambo. wabula mu maanyi.
For the kingdom of God is not in words but in power. Sure. The kingdom of God, it is not in words. Mere words like of humans.
The
kingdom of God explains the whole scriptures. Yes. Is it not that? But they are not words like usual words. They are not like usual words.
These
are not mere letters you see written down there. We are on the Spirit Himself. Yes. The spirit of life. Never think the Holy Scriptures. They are like your books, those you write in the world. No. The word Bible. Or the book Bible. The Holy Book of the Living God. All scripture you need to be passed under the spirit of might. They don't appear to be mere words. But they will hold power. That's why wars have risen against the Bible. Many times. If there gets people where it settles and sits. That's when you know that there is a difference happening in the world. Even as it is time in revival of all things that God spoke in His prophets who were there from the beginning. If they be renewed, be known as they were, that they should be as they will be forever. Even to restore those who worship God in spirit and truth. Now in this revival, the word seeks for where it sits in you. It shows authority.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Because you've not yet known, you think these are usual letters. In the 2 Corinthians chapter
3,
he said, we do not serve the letter, but the spirit. There is a spirit of might behind these scriptures. As we saw, there is the spirit of wisdom. And we saw the spirit of understanding. There is the spirit of counsel in the scriptures. Still there is the spirit of might
in
these scriptures besides the letters you read on the top.
You
know when you read here, all letters are here, but they are not what we speak of here. Behind these letters you see always there is the spirit of wisdom, there is the spirit of understanding, there is the spirit of counsel of God, there is the spirit of might. Just as we shall see, there is the spirit of knowledge, there is the spirit of fear of God,
the
spirit of the Lord in fullness. Now what does it mean that if we as the church get to sing and we sing the songs of God,
sing
them in the scriptures as He sent them to us, in them cometh all that spirit
of
might who is needed.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Let's read in the Corinthians, we see
2
Corinthians chapter 3 verses 5.
Si kubanga feka tulina obuyinza okulowooza ekigambo kyonna ng'ekiva gye tuli, naye obuyinza bwaffe buva eri Katonda.
Not that we are sufficient of ourselves to think anything as of ourselves, but our sufficiency is of God. Verse 6.
Era yatuyinzisa ng'abaweereza b'endagaano empya, si baweereza bannukuta. Wabula ab'omwoyo, kubanga ennukuta etta, naye omwoyo guleeta obulamu.
Who also has made us able ministers of the new covenant, not of the letter, but of the spirit. For the letter kills, but the spirit giveth life. Yes. Do not serve that letter you see.
So,
you first show your neighbor that Bible. Show it to them, tell them. You see the letters written in here. These are not what we serve. But we serve and minister the Spirit of God. The Spirit of wisdom is here. The Spirit of understanding. The Spirit of counsel. The Spirit of might. Tell them. You sought the power of God. There is a power in this word.
Has
entered in your life settled. In the world there has been wizards, all generations. But in the world there has been prophets. And there were apostles. Still prophets and apostles have come back.
Amen.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Now, let me tell you one thing. Men did sorcery in the world. Different sorcery. And they flew out in the sky. And they turned into other creations. But what stopped them was always one. If they dare appear a prophet of the living God or an apostle of the living God. Babylon bewitched. And this Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego,
Daniel,
all the sorcery will fail. Because always they say, in them is the spirit of the gods.
Yes, you must
praise Jesus much. Everything we can trample it and bring it down. If we accept the life in the world, accept the power in the world, preachers, we sing it, and we sing in that power in the world. This world does not take much to shake it. Just one way to read the Bible. We see that. We see as if they are letters. We see they are like letters. And we fail. These are not letters. My mind. We are on an entire spirit. If you dare get revealed that,
you
hold those Bibles and you keep them and you put it under your mattresses, you put in your bags, but inside you it is not there. You are going to see it has not any use in your life. Demons will beat you off your bed and you fall down.
But
if it there gets a space, sits within you.
Oh
my God. And if people who were singing,
let's
say gospel music,
we are
not first going to go to those of the world.
For how
shall we choose those of the world? Yet those of the house things are not well.
Yes, you ever
praise Jesus much. If we able to know and we sing the power in the word.
Of course,
as a church, we need to move like that.
But what
I note on music, it moves at a high speed. I told you it moves ahead of you into the house of the riches, of the rich. The houses of the rich you cannot enter physically.
It
means every house music enters there. Yet if it enters their field of authority, field of anointing flowing, brethren, we do not serve
letter.
We have the spirit behind these scriptures. And when we read like this, and he writes himself in us, when he writes himself in us,
and
you see a trouble come in the world. When you go back to the verse 1, 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verses 1.
Abakolinsi ekyokubiri esuli yokusatu n'olunyiri olusooka.
2 Corinthians chapter 3 from verse 1.
Tutanula nate okwetendereza ffekka oba twetaaga ebbaluwa ng'abalala ez'okutendereza erimmwe oba eziva gye muli.
Do we begin again to commend ourselves, or need we, as some others, epistles of commendation to you, or letters of commendation from you? Verse 2.
Mwe muli baluwa yaffe ewandiikiddwa mu mitima gyaffe abantu bonna gye bategeera gye basoma.
You are our epistle written in our hearts, known and read of all men. Verse 3.
Nga mulabisibwa okuba ebbaluwa ya Kristo ffe gye twamuweererezaamu etawandiikibwa na bwino wabula omwoyo gwa Katonda omulamu, si ku bipande eby'amayinja wabula ku bipande gy'emitima egy'omubiri.
Since you are manifestly declared to be the epistle of Christ, ministered by us, written not with ink, but with the Spirit of the living God, not in tables of stone, but in fleshly tables of the heart. Yes. Not little letter of recommendation. It commends us to be good ministers. But you yourselves, you become a letter through which we've ministered. Not that written with ink physical, but through which we ministered before Christ. Not written with pen, but with the Spirit Himself.
The
time we read scriptures like this, you open up your mind, your heart, your understanding well.
Your
inner man, that book of the Holy Spirit, the inner man, your heart, your mind. They are write the scriptures in your life. They get life, which is amazing, and they empower you. Inside you, they want to get life exceedingly, that they can move. Yes.
Yes, you ever
praise Jesus much. Now you see power that in the words. And if we knew that way, how is it? It is. We would have been very, very far.
Yes, you ever
praise Jesus much. But because when we read the Bible, many times we think of letters written of the white people that they wanted to control the world. If what they were using to control the world, they would have taken over the whole world. Control themselves. They would have controlled themselves. But after them appearing in wars with each other every time, them too, they do not know the book very well. For it's the book which came from heaven. And they sent its copy in the world. And its field of life and power, which wants to manifest within you. Praise Jesus much. It's filled of life and power, which wants to manifest through you into the world. That's why in Zechariah he says, we saw the crow and it's flying, it's living. And it goes in the house of the robbers.
But
do you think today who flies it to take it there? You. It does not fly physical in this world. Though in heavens it flies. But this is copy. It flies through you. And it wants to bring special power within you. And you walk the world as it's shaking. And you sing, the world will boil up this time. There is a time of singing. And the mountains will melt. If we shall get to understand
The way we worship God in spirit and truth,
led
by the Holy Spirit in His fullness, the seven spirits of God, and it's the spirit of truth,
the
spirit of the scriptures of truth,
and
we worship in the truth, and through that all scriptures, we are passed through the seven spirits, and the God filled of wisdom, understanding, the counsel of God, the power, the knowledge, the fear of God.
Spirit
of Lord glorify the Father. There is a point we shall reach as we see mountains are smoking with fire.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. I don't know if you see where we are going. You see that very well. Let's read Zachariah.
Zekaria esuli yoktano nolunyiri olusoka.
Zechariah chapter 5 from verse 1.
Era nate nenyimusa amaso gange netunulira. Era laba omuzingo gwe kitabo ogubuuka.
Then I turned and lifted up my eyes and looked and behold a flying scroll.
Olunyoro kubiri.
Verse 2.
Nangamba nti olabye ekigwe. Nezira munti ndabye omuzingo gwe kitabo ogubuuka. Obuwanvu bwagwo emikono ebiri n'obugazi bwagwo emikono kumi.
Then he said unto me, what see you? And I answered, I see a flying scroll. Its length is 20 cubits, and its breadth is 10 cubits.
Olinyolokusatu.
Verse 3.
Nangamba nti ekyo kye kikolimo ekifuluma okubunya ensi yonna. Kubanga ng'ekyo bwe kiri, buli abba aligobwamu ku luyi lwaki olumu. Era ng'ekyo bwe kiri, Burialaira aligobwamu ku luyi lwaki olulala.
Then said he unto me, this is the curse that goes forth over the face of the whole earth, for everyone that steals shall be cut off according to the writing on this side, and everyone that swears falsely shall be cut off according to the writing on that side.
Olinyolokuna.
Verse 4.
Ndichifulumia bwayogera mukama wejje. Era kiriyingira mu nyumba nti era kiyingira mu nyumba y'omubbi ne mu nyumba yoyo alayira erinnya lyange obulimba era kirisula mu nyumba ye wakati era kirizingiza n'emiti gyayo n'amayinja gayo.
I will bring it forth, saith the Lord of hosts, and it shall enter into the house of the thief and into the house of him that swears falsely by my name, and it shall remain in the midst of his house, and shall consume it with its timber and its stones. Yes. The living book in heaven comes from the covenant box of God, which is in the midst of the Kelvins, in the city of God, Jerusalem of heaven. From it they gave us a photocopy of this book of God we have on this world, the book, the Bible, and its field of life and authority. Even cursing it curses. This day, you find a thief has it in his house. And he said, look at this one. You are going in the lake of fire. Now, those who must move it in its life,
as
preached it, and it enters in us, and you reach a place, and though it's not present, you can speak
no
it
gamba
out, and you say
it
is written here and there. You know, we studied books much in the world. Even others still study. Thank you. But it's good you're going to forget.
Get
space where the words of God will go. The word of God is there cometh in someone. Except because of sin, it does not get out of that person.
Amen.
You don't
need to read in the winter time in the night. Late in the night. No. When it writes itself there, that John 3:16, it is done.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus much.
There,
you move with it and it's made its life within you.
abakayana bonna obamenya empaka lwakyo
break contentions because of it.
Era nga tugenda omumenya empaka z'abaana abasiyaga.
As we're going to break contentions of homosexuals.
Yes, we have
praise Jesus much.
So amazima gali bwe gati abooluganda.
The truth is like this, brethren.
Ekigambo kya Katonda.
The word of God.
Ebyandiko ebyamazima.
The scriptures of truth.
Byonna byayisibwa mwoyo w'amaanyi n'omwoyo gw'amaanyi.
We are passed through spirit of my dear is power.
Tunamu ebinokoddwa ebitulaga.
But we have those singled out and to show.
Biri major. Tulaganga ebyo byayita. Ebirala byonna byayita mwoyo w'amaanyi.
To show how all the rest passed through spirit of might.
Ebyo byetusomamu.
There are those we read out.
Twatwache no nechiri nechiri nechiri.
This and the other.
Byetusongereko kumanya agali kigambo.
They point on us in the power in the words.
Yes, ye bazibu.
Praise Jesus much.
So bwe tuba bakusinza Katonda mwoyo.
If we are to worship God in spirit,
omwoyo w'amaanyi naye n'okuba.
The spirit of might too has to be present.
N'amaanyi agali mu kigambo.
Even the power in the word.
Okulaga nga tusinziza mu mwoyo.
To show that we worship in spirit.
Ne mu mazima.
And in truth.
Agali mu kigambo kya Katonda.
That in the word of God.
Binabyo n'okuulisibwa.
All of them have to be demonstrated.
Chuvura Bible yegamba.
That's why Bible says.
Ntikabaka Daudi nebazina nam nebazanyana ne mukama ne maso ga mukama namanyi.
They danced and played before the Lord with might.
Uwe batu kanga baina kuba mumanyi.
The point is, reach there to be in might.
Umanyi waru obere.
Time you are behind there where you sit.
Ngatoli mwadu no twanyi.
Don't have any strength in you.
Gambo.
It is this one.
Amanya gari mu kigambo tyafunye
ko wadde. Power in the word they did get a little of it.
Bana.
My goodness.
Ngori kana fuwe no
liye botendereza. As you're praising in your weakness.
Oli awo yogo mo.
You are all swaying like that. Not even shaking.
Yesu ye bazibwe.
Praise Jesus much.
Chitegeze banga deni.
It means a long time.
Temusobode kusinza. Wado kutendeza Katonda moyo ne mazima.
Been able to worship the priest God in truth.
Wanga omoyo w'amanya abadimanding artist
for the spirit of might.
Ababerero kunafu.
At least to bear your weakness.
Na yenga gwamanya gemero gatandikiza gatandiseko.
Praying for food has started on you.
Wanji.
Are we together?
Ani tuli bakozi omuna ye.
For we are workers together with him.
Obango yagalulabo etendo biri kufutuka.
If you want to see a priest come out of you.
Ora party yo.
You play your parts.
Abaya kuwadda manyige mmeri kuba eso chonna chichali kigambe ekyayogera.
Of food for all that is the word which spoke.
Mmeri yebere mu amaanyi.
Let power be in that food.
Kati a combination ye ya manyige mmeri.
Combination of strength of food you eat.
Oluwo mubiri gwo.
For your body.
Oluwo amaanyi agali mu kigambo.
And the power in the word.
Osikule teno ngali moyo wa amaanyi.
There up a praise in the spirit of might.
Nebazina nebabira batya.
And it danced they appeared how?
Samweli ekyokubiri esura eyomukaga n'olunyiriri olw'12.
2 Samuel chapter 6 verses 12.
Awo ne babuulira kabaka Daudi nti Mukama awadde omukisa ennyumba ya Obededomu n'ebibye byonna olw'essanduuko ya Katonda. Daudi n'agenda n'ajja essanduuko ya Katonda mu nnyumba ya Obededomu n'agirinnyisa mu kibuga kya Daudi ng'asanyuka.
And it was told King David saying, the Lord has blessed the house of Obed-Edom and all that pertains unto him because the ark of God. So David went and brought up the ark of God from the house of Obed-Edom into the city of David with gladness. Verse 14.
Awolwatuuka abasitula essanduuko ya Mukama bwe baali batambudde ebigere mukaaga n'awaayo ente n'ekyassava.
And it was so that when they that bore the ark of the Lord had gone 6 paces, he sacrificed oxen and fatlings. Verse 14.
Daudi nazinira maso ga mukama n'amanyige gonna era Daudi nga yesibye kanzu eya bafta.
And David danced before the Lord with all his might, and David was wearing a linen ephod. Yes.
Nazina nachi?
He danced with might.
N'amanyige gonna
with all his might.
Yesokera mugage.
He started with his own.
Sure.
That we get from food.
Mukama namugattira kiyo chovula yafuko muyimbi wenja
uru. God joined on him, they became a special musician.
Gwe oliao
msimani. You are there.
Mwotendereza.
That you are praising. You are just shaking like that.
Kati singa. Urabu wa manjige mele gakule miyoko
zisi. If strength of food you fail to use it.
Atagechi gambo gajimu kwe gakule chi.
That of the world to come in you to do what with you.
where the spirit will join on you physical, as we had the spirit came on him,
it
turned to another one. They find you like that, a weak calling like that. Praise Jesus much.
He
want to train a generation, a new generation.
Which is
the Psalm 78, verses 6 to 8. And we're going to pray a praise as we testify the works of the Lord, and the world will roar.
Yes,
praise Amen. Jesus much. You know here we've introduced for you. You think we finished preaching?
Which
in these 2 weeks, we have not yet. We've introduced for you. Restoring those who worship God in spirit and truth. We've introduced. Now we've going to prepare as we come back. Yes. We've gone to prepare. We've been trying to see how our stand. Me too, I've been sharpened, and I see the vessel one is going to use it. Where have I reached? Yes. I come in preaching and you come, we sing. I've been trying to sharpen the vessel of the one who used. See where it's reached.
Oh.
The next time that God speaks of,
those
who thought perhaps we began officially, gatherings we began and we resumed, but to start officially are going to move, wait a little. We are sharpening. We've not yet. Not yet at all. According to the situation I see here, events we being sharpened. Vessels of the master to use.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. We are being sharpened. We are outside the field. Point we enter it, you should see it boiling.
Now
those who hear us in this area, and they say they have risen again, we have not yet. We have been trying to sharpen ourselves.
Yes, you must
praise Jesus much. Yes. You sharpened well. Though it is not yet perfect, but we've sharpened.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Amen.
So we want to come back when power in the word is exceedingly much.
And
those who have missed, I don't even know. Even the Basha has been on the, he's trying to sharpen his sword. Praise Jesus much. But the truth is like this. All scriptures are passed in the spirit of might. And God ended up saying that not even a thought which will fail to come, it failed to come to pass. They all have to come to pass. Prove he gave them authority. All have to come to pass. Let's read Matthew chapter 5. Matthew chapter 5, verse 17.
Temulowooza nganti najja okudibya amateeka oba ebyabannabbi. Sajja kudibya wabula okutuukiriza.
Think not that I am come to destroy the law or the prophets. I am not come to destroy, but to fulfill. Verse 18.
Kubanga mbagamba mazima nti eggulu n'ensi okutuusa lwe biriggwaawo. Ennaku temu newankubadde akatonnyeza akamwa ak'omumateeka tekaliggwaawo okutuusa byonna lwe birimala okutuukirira.
For verily I say unto you, till heavens and earth pass away, one jot or one title shall in no wise pass from the law till all be fulfilled.
Yes. Even a jot.
Full stop and
a
comma.
A full stop and a comma. They all have to come to pass. To prove he's sure of the authority. And he spoke that all things will pass away. But his word, it will never pass away.
Prove
sure of the power within it. Yes. The power.
Heavens,
these all we've built,
the mountains,
those God created for himself,
they're
going to pass away, but the word
is
sure of the power within it, enough of it. Matthew 24:35. Heavens and earth shall pass away, but my words shall not pass away. Yes. Let's come from verse 34. Matthew 24:34. Verily I say unto you, this generation shall not pass till all these things be fulfilled.
35.
Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words shall not pass away. Yes. Heavens and earth shall pass away, but the words of God, they shall not pass away. Proof is sure of the authority in them.
Now
that's what we tell people. Not good to do your own words, even to following them. For all those they are to pass away. At the end, we end with the words of God, the scriptures of truth.
And to all,
if we are to sing the songs of God, we have to prove what we sing, the words of God. For all the other songs,
you
will cut them off. There is no way they are going to move on onwards. No, no. He wants those that came from heaven. They are what we have to find in heaven. Why waste your time?
There
is a music you'll never see in heaven. And Ecclesiastes 12
says,
your music will fade and end. We need the other which came from heaven. That which is sung as truth, the word of God, the way it is. Praise Jesus. That, have you heard it? Ecclesiastes, they were ready for themselves. There's no time much. Praise Jesus much. But the truth is like this, brethren. All the holy scriptures, they were passed through spirit of might. And what is going to be heavy upon you, they are your own words. Jeremiah 23.
He
said, what is going to be burdens to people? It is their own words. For people have no strength to fulfill them. Even though you want to sing through them, though you want to turn them to become good, they will never be good. Every person is bad. They will be their own words. Jeremiah 23:33. And when these people, or the prophets, or a priest, shall ask you, saying, what is the burden of the Lord? You shall then say unto them, what burden? I will even forsake you, saith the Lord. Verse
44. ndibonereza omuntu oyo n'ennyumba ye.
And as for the prophet and the priest and the people that shall say the pardon of the Lord, I will even punish that man and his house. Verse 45.
Bwe mutube muligamba buli muntu munne na buli muntu muganda we timukama zemu ki era nti mukama yogedde ki.
Thus shall you say everyone to his neighbor and everyone to his brother, what has the Lord answered and what has the Lord spoken? 46.
N'omugogo gwa mukama temukyagwatula nate kubanga buli muntu ekigambo kye ye tekiriwa omugogo gwe kubanga mwanyola ebigambo bya mukama ebigambo bya katonda omulamu ebya mukama owejje katonda waffe.
And the burden of the Lord shall you mention no more, for every man's word shall be his burden, for you have perverted the words of the living God, of the Lord of hosts, our God. Yes.
Omugugu gw'abantu by'ebigambo byabwe.
The burdens to people, they are their own words.
Oba obyogedde.
Whether you've spoken them,
biyimbye,
you have sung them.
Kati gweddawo mbusima ibinyanya nyanya.
Now you be there speaking the tomatoes.
But
that you're singing.
Chokama dire bigambo byo muinza we bintu byonna mbisa mama.
Words of the Almighty God and you began to despise them.
Kankwe no obo bulira.
Though you are even preaching.
Gwe bulire byo ja kulaba.
You preach your own, you will see.
Ya kugamba da.
He told you long back.
Echichani kwa chikoti ngoja chisoma.
Scripture quoted, you read it.
Muisatan 18:17.
Isaiah 58:13.
Toyogera byo kola chi.
Do not speak what you want.
No kuyimba to yimba
byokola singing, do not sing. Ati
bakugana kuogera byoyagala no yimba byoyagala.
They refuse to speak what you want and you sing what you want.
Sebo no kutekawo ne mutekawo nge Uganda.
Even putting place you put like in Uganda.
Une yimbira byange.
That I sing my own things.
Ye buli muntu bamusubizo musalira.
Every person was promised to be judged.
Ngebigambo bibiri.
As their words are.
Erange ebikolwa bibiri.
Just as their actions are.
Sigenda yingira nnyo mbyandi
kwebi. Not enter most in those scriptures.
Buli muntu bajja musalira ngebigambo bibiri.
Every person will be judged as their words,
ebikolwa bibiri,
even their actions.
Wabiyogera,
you spoke
no
them,
yimba,
you sang
no
them,
okolera nako ebikolwa ebitali.
You touched on actions which are not right.
Ngabwonyore ekigambo kyomuyinza we bintu byonna.
The word of the Almighty.
Waroza nti mwenkana naye.
You thought you were equal with him.
Naye yatutumye.
Yet he sent us.
Nga kututumira.
When he sends us to what?
Okusigukura buli ekyo kyatasimba.
To uproot whatever he never planted.
Omoyo wa amanya atambula kati.
Spirit of might is moving now.
Labanu wajja itide mu revival yabasinza katonda moyo ne mazima.
How is passed in the revival those who worship God in spirit and truth.
Wadua abawulira ku bintu byokusinza katonda.
Those who hear of things of worship of God.
Ebyo tubyetaaga somo.
They don't need to be studied and read. You were joking.
Omanyitwa kugambira
wo. You know we told you.
Tuli betegefu
that we are ready.
Kunyola kigambo kya katonda makuru gacho.
Are not ready to twist the word of God and its meaning.
Kubanga enkomeko yacho.
Because the end of it.
Mumoyo wa manyi bugano chigondera.
In the spirit of might, if you refuse to humble towards it.
Yene ja kukwata na manyi gayo.
Hell will lay hold of you with its might.
Bwe bali banga abakutadde mu katono.
When would have set you free a little.
Ugende ku musango gwenyanja yomuliro.
You'll go to judgment of the lake of fire.
Ebyo nakujango zimula manya agali muchi.
All those except you scorning the power in the word of God. The power in the word.
Nokutuka nga muliye omwekuza.
Reach you out there
nga mwekuza.
You grow yourselves.
Eranga mwega takulusifa sitani.
Join on Lucifer Satan.
Nga mugamba mu Bible ili outdated.
You say that the Bible is outdated.
Kalira bo mtu ogwo.
Now look to that big head.
Why to mind we now abantu abo mugasi.
We thought we have
neno yogere ebintu
we speak things like that.
Okumara yo obutagasa abo bonna bwotyo.
To finish out your uselessness in the world.
Ngogamba mu Bible ili outdated.
It is the Bible is outdated.
Nayenga bwa yogera mbakolise ekisoka sura ya 2.
But as he speaks in the first Corinthians chapter 2,
olunyolokusa nolokuna
verses 3 and 4.
Agamba bwati.
And he says like this.
Abakolinse kisoka esuli yokubiri nolunyiriri olokusatu.
First Corinthians chapter 2 verse 3.
Nange nabeeranga nammwe mu bunafu ne mu kutya ne mu kukankana okungi.
And I was with you in weakness and in fear and in much trembling.
Olinyo lwokuna.
Verse 4.
N'ekigambo kyange n'okubulira kwange tebyabanga mbigambo eby'amagezi ebisendasenda ebiri magezi ag'obuntu. Wabula mukolesa okw'omwoyo n'amaanyi.
And my speech and my preaching were not with enticing words of man's wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power. Yes.
Omanyi tubeerawo nga tuweereza Katonda mu kutya n'okukankana.
You know, we are there serving God in the fear and trembling.
Atukyawe ekibi.
As we hate evil.
Era nga tuli beetegefu okuyamba abangi okuva
mu kibi. Ready to help many depart from evil.
Kati okubuulira kwaffe.
Now our preaching.
Tekubeera kwa kusendasenda osanyukirire.
Not to entice you that you get to rejoice. No, no.
Wabula tuba twagala.
But we want.
Okubuulira okwo kubeere mu bigambo mu mwoyo naki.
That preaching to be.
Okwolesa omwoyo n'amaanyi.
Demonstrating the Spirit and power.
Birimu okubeera ebigambo bino ebisimanyi motivational.
That will not be these motivational words of motivational speakers.
Sijayogera naye ngaolabira
ddala. Man speaks at this.
Empewo z'ebigambo ebitali munnaka.
Words of vanity.
Bible ebyogerako mpita n'egamba.
Bible speaks to Peter and he say.
Biringa ebire ebitali munku.
They are like cloud without rain.
Ninga mukwogera.
But in speaking.
Kenkana balinga ababwatuka.
Almost they are like thundering.
Nebo ogenda okuwewa.
When you going to wait.
Ngate muri munku bawa
this. Nothing like rain in it.
Nga ebigambe bino ebitonya ku bantu.
If those rain though they
tebavamu tebavamu sigemera.
Though the rain in the people out of them cannot come and see.
Eminundi mingi bogedde wansi
wenjuba. Many times they are spoken under the sun.
Ebigambo byabwe tebimera munsi gonnonje
wadaka. There was no good seed grows in them a little.
Ninga butubale abayinzo kuba otuluuza nabogezi.
When we see them we may think that they are great speakers.
Olwa gari ibadda.
Someone who say but now.
Kakatu insanity mu abasajja abogera.
It what they are men who speak.
Ninga mukogera kona.
Toyina
mu manyi gali mu kigambo.
There's nothing like power in the words.
Babu atukirira mu bigambo.
They thunder within words.
Neka tutuze mukogera kwa manya gari mu kigambo.
Now we've come speaking the power in the words.
Agasumurura.
That which sets free.
Agatonyange nkubo okumeze nsige yobutukire.
Falls like rainfall grow a seed of righteousness.
Kati semetuli.
Let's read we here.
Petere chokubiri esuli eyo kubiri no lunyiryo lusoka.
2 Peter chapter 2.
Petere chokubiri esuli eyo kubiri no lunyiryo lusoka.
2 Peter chapter 2 from verse 1.
Naye era ne wabaawo ne bannabbi b'obulimba mu ggwanga era nga ne mummwe bwe waliba abayigiriza b'obulimba abaliyingiza mu nkiso obukyamu obuzikiriza era nga beegaana ne mukama waabwe eyabagula nga beereetera okuzikirira okwangu.
But there were false prophets also among the people. Even there shall be false teachers among you, who shall secretly bring in destructive heresies, even denying the Lord that bought them, and bring upon themselves swift destruction. Verse 2.
Era banji abali goberera obukaba bwabwe, abali bavisamu nti era banji abali goberera obukaba bwabwe, abali vumisa ekkubo ery'amazima.
And many shall follow their shameful ways, by reason of whom the way of truth shall be evil spoken of. Verse 3.
Era olw'okwegomba bali bavisaamu amagoba n'ebigambo ebyagunjibwa. Omusango gwabo okuva edda tegulwa, n'okuzikirira kwabwe tekubongoota.
And through covetousness shall they with false words exploit you, whose judgment of old now lingers not, and their destruction slumbers not.
Balina ebigambo ebyakola ki? Ebyagunjibwa.
They have what they have invented.
Bijiawo. Biringa ebinene.
Verse 18.
Biringa ebinene.
They are like big words.
Biringa ebyamanyi.
They are like powerful.
Ninga babigunja obugunja.
Yet they just invented
them. Tebina makuru gebikola
munsi. They have no meaning they do in the world.
Kale somo ro munantu rabe.
Let's read verse 18.
Petero chokubiri esule yokubiri no lunyiriri ole 17.
2 Peter chapter 2 from verse 17.
Abozenzizi ezitali imomazi era lwe rufu olutwalibwa nembuyaga abako ndi abakumirwa ekizikize ekikutte zigizigi.
These are wells without water, clouds that are carried with tempests, to whom the mist of darkness is reserved forever.
Olinyole 18. Kubanga bwe boogera ebigambo ebikulu ennyo ebitaliimu basendesenda mu kwegomboka omubiri mu bukaba abo abali okumpi n'okubadduka nti mu bukaba abo abali okumpi n'okubadduka abatambulira mu bukyamu.
For when they speak great swelling words of vanity, they allure through the lusts of the flesh, through much wantonness, those that have just escaped from them, who live in error. Yes. Those are called wells. They invent words in the vanities. And they become wells without water. Clouds which are just moving. Yet there's no rainfall which is to fall. They put their hope which is not there in the world. These days I saw them in Bitcoin. They speak great words. They speak great words. Bible says that even run from them. Now in the world, those who speak the word of God in power, most of them speak. Those we must have, and they
are
speak. And they speak, they are one who speak words they invent.
You know,
umanyi,
the light comes in
emusana guja
in the morning.
Kumacha.
When it comes,
weguja,
it lightens.
Ne guyaka.
It gives light.
Go chitangala.
It lightens.
Neguaka.
I see.
Ndaba.
You are writing.
Oyaskibuako msanga.
You are writing.
Oyaskibuako.
You say it now.
Oyaka
you are the ilu. Ilu, ilu, ilu,
ilu, Illuminati. You say that.
They
have this way of speech. You may think they understand. They end when they have dedicated you to Illuminatis. When he begins to speak, and he slows the step.
You know, when it comes in the morning, oh, we feel animals, we hear birds, and these insects saying, hello, hello, yes. And then there comes light, sunshine comes in, and it gives light. When it gives light, people can see, at least you can see, and you are lightening now, and you are the ill,
If I'd been standing on that side, you would have faced it. God, thank you for saving. You would have come here, I speak like I am tuned.
Yes,
praise Jesus. But
we
have held ourselves on the power in the world, which helped those who were here before us, and they overcame this world and inherited the kingdom of heaven, and they are more than conquerors. Because God, after he did that word, is what? He empowered it. Attached on it thousands of angels to watch over it that it comes to pass.
Zaburi
103, verse 20. He added it power. Angels, the mighty ones. If we can move within it, if we can eat it in its rightfulness. Let us read, we see.
Zaburi esuli ekikumwesato n'olunyiriri olw'amakumi abiri.
Psalms 103, verses 20.
Mumwebaze Mukama mwe bamalayika be, mwe abazira b'amaanyi abatuukiriza ekigambo kye, nga muwulira eddoboozi ly'ekigambo kye.
Bless the Lord, you his angels, that excel in strength, that do his commandments, hearkening unto the voice of his words.
He.
Yes.
The angels, the mighty ones, that bless ye the Lord. He is angels, the mighty ones, who fulfill the word of God. As they hearken to the voice of the words. They don't need thousands of angels. Bible in Revelation 5, verse 11, it says there are 100 trillion of the angels. They are there to fulfill the word of God. The power behind the word of God. If we sing through it, thousands of angels get down in the world to fulfill it.
Timukama Yesu, yegwe wasubiza, olibera nafe, okutuke nkomero. Sindike jenyo, eriaba malaika, bachelero, bachitukilize.
And we are singing.
Madena karui ya wanwe.
I've just gotten it here.
Singa gweto manchiri wo
I want to show you
ndi singa
that if
somebody chigambo cha
Katonda we can sing the word of God as it is. It has its power. As thousands of angels, they want to fulfill it. Whether you've spoken it or you have sung it, Jesus ended saying, John 15:7, if you abide in me,
and my words
abide in you, you ask all you need.
Self in
us is the power which speak with God. God, you said like this. Yes.
Do
you know that the word of God is power? Power which enables you to speak with God and does not chase you. And he said, now command me.
If
it's my word, command me. Yes. That's why when we are arranging songs, we have a prophetic moment.
Musawa
in a time of praise,
if we quote
you say this,
Lord,
we shall praise you.
God,
you will do this. Use the power. I told you,
we've
not yet
coming.
There's nothing you've seen yet. And when you go back, tell them, we did not see well. Come back, set ourselves to go back see. You know God, when you see him, there's a moment to analyzing him.
Say,
I saw, but I didn't
you have
to go perceive well.
Okay.
Yes.
Why say
you would have seen? What were you doing there then?
The
time and we speak scriptures as they come to pass. The thousands of angels come down to fulfill the word of God.
In
the Psalms 103, verse 20, angels, the mighty ones,
they
are created to fulfill the
word.
That's another power behind the word of God. As they hear its voice, you when you quote, the angels are waiting to hear. Quote which scripture? Sang which scripture? Revelations 5:11. 100 trillion. They are all waiting. Who is in the world? Who moves the power in the world? Who
quotes
the voice of it? And he sings it.
Still
quoting his voice to sing it. It is another word. Praise Jesus much. That's why you see always the strength you begin with to speak with God. It is within his words.
Again, okugamba Yokana
kuminatanukusamu. John 15:7. If you abide in me,
n'ebigambo byange biri mu mwe,
my words abide in you.
Musabe kyemwetaaga kinaabakolerwa.
Ask all you need will be given. Yali
akimanyi singa ebigambo bijja mu bulamu
bwaffe. If his word come, we will never lie. Tufunye
amaanyi agoogera naye.
I've gotten the power to speak with him.
Isaiah
45:11. It comes to pass.
Concerning
the works of my hands.
Nezaderia.
Even my offerings. You command me.
Mumbuze.
You inquire. Ask and inquire.
You say,
as you say,
oh Lord,
you do this to that woman. You do this to that man. Now we have to make a praise and we reach a place those to give prophecy, those to get healed, and the lame they walk, and the blind they see, the foolish they get understanding.
Hey.
Teacher Eddie, you think we have begun? Me, I wonder. You are still so down low. You have not yet praised, neither worshipped.
You've
not yet sung for God enough. We are right back at the beginning. If we stand rising and climbing steps, we have lifted a leg on the first step. Let's come lift, climb it more. We climb another level. Perhaps God will move us to another. Praise Jesus much. Sometimes I feel sorry for you because you were not born in the blood of the Levites. The servants of God, the priests. But God is trying to make us into that. You are very far from the blood of the Levites. The blood of the covenant. The covenant of the living God. You have much weakness.
And
see how the word of God has come to give us power. That we can stand. To uproot whatever I never planted. To tear down whatever I never built. To build plans of the crafty. Passing through the word of God. And the power in the word. Now tomorrow. See how scriptures we are passed through spirit of knowledge.
And
all singing spirit of knowledge.
To
bringing light.
Ogumulisa.
Which lightens. Reveal a secret. May God bless you. Thank you for coming.